Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this November 3rd, 2025. Have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our friends from Park Place Adult Day Services. We have Juliana Gosco with us, RN, the Executive Director. Juliana, one of the tougher questions I'm going to ask you today, did I get your name right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, great. Write it down, everybody, because I don't usually do that. especially somebody new to us joining us here. Juliana, we haven't had a chance to talk before. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful Monday morning. What I like to see, blue skies and sunshine. And so it's pretty good.
It's a great start to the month. It's a really good start to the week ahead and everything. And as well as having you on there with us and us being able to talk about Park Place Adult Day Services, we don't get a chance to do this nearly that often. So before we get to some of the events and services you guys have going on over there, can we talk about what Park Place Adult Day Services is, what your mission is?
Well, what we actually do, we provide respite for caregivers because they are caring for vulnerable adults. Either they have dementia, Alzheimer's, they may be physically disabled, and they need a little bit of extra care because they just can't stay home by themselves. So we step in. They come to our facility over at the Centralia Center, and we provide a wonderful, fun-filled day for them with a lot of socialization and different crafts and things that they could do. So their caregivers can actually get some respite or go to work because they still are working full-time.
You know, Juliana, it was thanks to our friends at the ADRC, and I've done this for almost 10 years now, this show, and I was talking to them about maybe year two of that, where I'm talking with them about caregivers, and we're getting into the importance of it and how caregivers don't always think of themselves or, you know, especially in these situations and everything. And in the talking to them, I have this epiphany of like, oh, wait a minute, I'm a caregiver. I have my mom and dad. I do all these things. And it was the point was brought home to me personally so much, and then talking to so many of our listeners over the years that they also figuring out, oh, I do this too. Oh, you know, oftentimes when it becomes a relative or a parent or a significant other, we don't think about ourselves as caregivers. That's just what we do as people we love. But it's very important to think about this, especially for the people you love, because it's pretty hard to take care of somebody else if you're not taken care of. And that's one of the ways that it got home to me. I don't do a good job taking care of myself. I don't do enough on this, but I love my mom and dad. They mean a lot to me. So in order to do right by them, I started taking better care of myself in theory. I'm working. It's still a work in progress over here, but these services that you guys offer are so integral to our community. Any community would be very appreciated, but in our area where we have a bit of an older population and we have a little bit more of this, you've seen a real need for this, and that's part of the reason for having the services.
Yes, you are correct. Many family members, they just do it automatically because they are taking care of their own family members. They don't get paid for their services, but yet you get all the stress that goes along with it. And if you're a spouse, the stress is 24/7. It never goes away. And you really, the caregiver really needs to take care of themselves because often, as we all know, stress can really work on our health or work against our health and cause physical and mental problems. And then the caregiver may become ill and not be able to take care of the person that really needs the help.
Yeah. It's a not only important service that you guys offer, it's wonderful to be able to note this whenever we can. Mm-hmm. And whether you're able to take, you know, use of the services over there or not, if you're a caregiver, being aware of this, I think, is a really big first step. And hopefully getting this, you know, the help you could use, you deserve, and understanding that you're not in it by yourself. You know, it's a tough thing to kind of acknowledge sometimes or even realize sometimes, but there's not a caregiver out there that's in this alone. There are great, wonderful people at Park Place that are looking to help, especially with some of the services you guys offer. We'll get to the more of that in a moment. You guys over there, your team, you've been doing this work for a long time. We're getting ready to celebrate that, actually. A 40th anniversary coming up. Here at WFHR, we're celebrating our 85th anniversary this week. So we know a little bit about this. We're pretty excited about it ourselves. I cannot imagine how excited you all are over there to do this.
Yes, it was started way back in 1985 by a nurse. Her name is June Park. She still is living in the Chicago area. And hopefully she'll be able to make it up for our 40th anniversary.
That's wonderful.
She is quite elderly, so she has to come with her own caregiver. But June was astute enough to realize that our community really needed this type of service. So she started way back in the Lowell School. And she started with about one or two clients. And then the Centralia Center was built. It took over the old Walmart building. And then the whole building was remodeled, and we got to move in there in 2003, and we have a wonderful facility. We're able to take up to 24 people. We're licensed by the state of Wisconsin for that, and we usually provide one caregiver for every four clients, and we deal with a lot of different types of people that come in. We become friends with the caregivers, their families, their spouses. It's a very good organization to be a part of.
It becomes one more person out there helping these caregivers, being there for these caregivers. Mm-hmm. Not to take it lightly, but at the very least, a pair of ears to listen, a shoulder to be there, mm-hmm. and those things, among some of the services that are offered over there. How are you guys going to be celebrating your 40th anniversary?
Well, we're going to have on November 13th, which is Thursday, next week. We're going to be having an open house from 1 to 3. We'll be having refreshments and a raffle, and people can come in. They can have a tour of our facility. If they would like, they can set up an appointment with me to have a more one-on-one discussion. I like to think about Park Place as we're not changing where a person lives. We're not saying go to an assisted living or go to a nursing home. We're just helping them change the way they live. Instead of being left home by themselves staring at the TV all day, they can come to our facility and have caregiving, help with personal needs, and also we can do crafts. And so we give them an action-packed mm-hmm. day. Mm-hmm. And if they want to rest, they can rest.
Right, which is also very noteworthy and very, very appreciated.
Yes.
You guys, this looks like a lot of fun. It's a wonderful opportunity for people to come on down to have a good evening. Good afternoon. It's going from 1 to 3, the 40th anniversary, and the public is invited to this event. Mm-hmm. And with that, you touch on a really important point there, Juliana. It's a great opportunity, too, to maybe ask some questions or find out some more information about these services if you were curious. What better opportunity than come on by for this, and you can talk face-to-face with people and be able to get some answers to those questions.
Mm-hmm. A lot of our money, the way we get funded, a lot of the money comes from Encourage Community Foundation or the United Way of Southwood County and Adams County. Mm-hmm. Also, if they're unsure if they qualify for this kind of care, they can go across the foyer at the Centralia Center mm-hmm. and go into the Aging and Disability Resource Center. They have a wealth of knowledge. They get families qualified for this type of help too through the Medicaid system. Also, if the person is a veteran, if they had active duty in the past, the VA can fund some of this. So
wonderful notes to bring up, Juliana. And I don't know if it's common knowledge, some of those things. So really do appreciate that information. Some of the all those nonprofits you mentioned join us on this show and everything mm-hmm. and greatly appreciate the work that they're doing. And it really brings home when we have those conversations with them, the importance of so much of this investment, I call it. It's a donation or it's funds or whatever words you want to use, but it's an investment. It really is in our people, in our community.
Right.
And people that deserve it, whether mm-hmm. certainly the caregivers we're talking about, but I don't want to skate past either the individuals that they're caring for. So many of these individuals we're here because of, where they paved the way for us there. Mm-hmm. We're very appreciative of that, and any ways we can help make their lives better, it's wonderful to be able to do. And we love a good party. We love a good anniversary. So it's a 40th anniversary. A big congratulations to everybody involved with Park Place Adult Day Services and that 40th anniversary. I will be honest with the audience, when I saw you guys coming up on the schedule, I realized I had not done enough homework on you. So I spent the weekend really researching and finding out that wonderful story, that wonderful lady you told us about early on, and so many other great things that you guys do over there. But I read all this, and it took a while because you guys do a lot over there. I was really looking forward to talking with you and being able to let our audience know about some of these services that you offer over there that maybe not everybody knows about. Can we talk a little bit about some of the services offered with a Park Place Adult Day Services?
Sure. One of the most important things we do for some of our clients is that we provide showers for them, because some of our people are in wheelchairs. And just the way their house is built, the wheelchair is not able to get into the bathroom or they're not able to get into their tub shower. We have a roll-in shower, and we provide showers for these people, which really helps. Nobody likes a bed bath, you know.
Right.
They really like a full shower and a hair wash, everything, and they end up coming out and they feel great. Mm-hmm. One other thing that we can do, we can help them with toileting if they have problems with that. We check blood sugars. We can give, because I'm an RN, I can also administer their insulin and their oral medications if they have to take that while they're with us. We also provide a hot, well-balanced meal every day, and everybody is able to have that meal with us, and there is no extra cost to them.
There's some other fun activities that you guys offer as well along with these things. And while it's not necessarily in the mission statement or in some of the details of these services that are offered, when I was doing my homework and doing this deep dive on the things that you do over there, one of the overall themes that I kept getting back to was dignity. And the dignity that the caregiver, that the person being cared for, all individuals involved, there's an underlying theme of dignity involved with this. That if you're a caregiver, you get that a little bit. But I think that there's even more a meaning for that, too, of just as much meaning, I should say, for the person being cared for. And I really appreciate that in this.
And the way we get that to happen, not everybody is gung-ho on every single thing we want to do. If they don't want to do morning exercises or we always do seated aerobics so nobody gets hurt. But if they're not in the mood for that, they can work on a puzzle. We don't force anybody to do anything. It's whatever they would like to do.
It's a very smart approach. It's a really, really smart approach to it and everything. And also know a little bit of what you're talking about, too. It comes a little bit of both of those with that. This is a wonderful service. If people want to know if they can enter the program, be a part of this, what's a great place to start for that?
The first place that you would, or the first thing you would probably do would be to give Park Place a call. Our telephone number is 715-422-2795. You can set up an appointment with me. I would be happy to give you a tour of our facility and tell you more one-on-one what we can do for your person that you're calling about. We have an application packet that you would need to fill out and complete. And there's one more mandatory thing that each person that comes to Park Place has to fulfill, and they have to have a negative TB test done. Mm-hmm. They can get that done at their clinic or at the Wood County Health Department.
Wonderful. Juliana, this has been great. You did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back now. That's the catch with all this. And I get to say your name over and over again. You have a wonderful name. I love your name. Anytime I can say it, I'm going to get to. And we really do appreciate everything you and your team are doing for our community. Thank you so much and keep up the great work.
Thank you for having me today.
One more time, I want to remind everybody, the Park Place Adult Day Services are celebrating their 40th anniversary coming up on the 13th of November from 1 to 3. This event is open to the public, and it'll be taking place over at Park Place, correct? It's inside. Okay.
It's in Centralia Center.
Yes.
Everybody is aware where that is. Mm-hmm. It's located
223rd Avenue South, right here in Rapids. That beautiful Centralia Center is where this event will be taking place, the 40th anniversary of the Park Place Adult Day Services, 1 to 3 on the 13th. Be sure to be there. We'll be talking about this leading up to the event. Juliana, again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.